The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, KTQA listeners. And welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. It is 6:15 p.m. on this Monday, October 5th. Welcome to the first full week in October. My name is Becky, and you are listening, as I said, to the KTQA Daily Briefing. I would like to give a shout out to all of my educator colleagues, because today is what is known as World Teacher Day. So thank you to the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, also called UNESCO, which launched this global event in 1994 to acknowledge and celebrate the teachers and educators all around the world. Parents who are home, grown-ups who are home educating their kids and helping their kids through this particular segment of remote schooling, remote learning, hybrid learning. You are all educators in my mind right now. So not just myself and colleagues who are being celebrated on this day. Apparently, Monday, October 5th is also National Do Something Nice Day or Be Nice Day. Yes, there could be a little bit of a difference between doing something nice, baking a pie and eating it is pretty nice, but being nice is one of those things that we can always use more of when we are interacting with each other. It is also National Child Health Day. Apparently, it's Get Funky Day and Kiss a Wrestler Day. We hope that if you are kissing any wrestlers, it is only the wrestlers who experience life in the same household as you, because we are still in a COVID-19 pandemic and observing all of those physical distancing safety measures. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can always be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line by texting 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. Seriously, 211 and United Way are great resources for any number of things, whether they're related to healthcare or benefits or any kinds of things that your family or you might be struggling with. You might not realize it, but there is help and there are resources out there for you. So go check out wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but do need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. You can go to knockouttheflu.org to find a vaccination location. We've got some state-level updates today, actually 26 of them. There are 26 different proclamations related to the COVID-19 pandemic that have been extended until November 9th. I'm not going to read the full list of proclamations, but that full list with links is available in the news section at coronavirus.wa.gov. The proclamations cover issues related to driver's licensing, public meetings, telemedicine, nursing homes and long-term care facilities, orders of protection, wage garnishments, licensing of recent dental and health program graduates, and social and health services. As far as regional news goes, the commissary at JBLM that had been closed since Saturday is slated to open tomorrow, Tuesday, October 6th at 9 a.m. The Lewis, Maine commissary had been closed for deep cleaning after an employee tested positive for COVID-19. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department officials are reporting that young people are making up the largest share of new COVID-19 cases over the last 2 weeks in Pierce County. Residents aged 20 through 39 make up nearly 40% of the total cases in the past 2 weeks, and people younger than 20 account for 17.5% of cases in the past 2 weeks. Health officials note that Pierce County is still in phase two and that all COVID-19 precautions should still be adhered to, including wearing masks, avoiding indoor contact with individuals from outside one's household, and utilizing frequent hand washing and hand sanitizing. The Tacoma City Council will hold its weekly meeting virtually tomorrow at 6 p.m. The meeting will air on TV Tacoma and will be live streamed on tvtacoma.com and on the city's Facebook Live. There are numerous free testing sites in our region for COVID-19. For King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. And for Pierce County locations, visit tpchd.org/COVID test. That's the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website. This week's free pop-up testing events in Pierce County include Metro Parks Candle Park and the Buckley Fire Department on tomorrow, Tuesday, October 6th. Metro Parks Oakland Madrona Park and the Prairie Ridge Community Center on Wednesday, October 7th. Stewart Heights Park and UW-Tacoma on Thursday, October 8th. And TCC on Friday, October 9th. That's Tacoma Community College. No ID is required for these COVID-19 tests, and they are free and open to anyone. Many of those Pierce County mobile pop-up testing events run all day from about 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., but you should check tpchd.org/COVID test for specific times. Community Healthcare, with locations in Tacoma, Spanaway, and Lakewood, is offering testing for COVID-19 even if you are not a community healthcare patient. You can call 253-722-2161 for a telehealth screening appointment. Well, that's about all the updates I have today for Monday, October 5th edition of The Daily Briefing. Remember that if you want to get caught up on any of the past daily briefings, since typically we don't repeat any of the time-sensitive date announcements, you can always go to daily.ktqa.org. Find all of the bulletins and resources that we read out there. You can also click on the little triangle button and play right in your browser any of the daily briefings from March all the way up until now. You can email us daily@ktqa.org. You can also, of course, find us on 95.3 FM. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for our live briefings with replays the subsequent day. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Again, our email address is daily@ktqa.org. And our phone number here at KTQA LP is 253-330-8821. You can call us or text us. We love interacting with our listeners. We appreciate your listenership and look forward to talking to you on Wednesday when I come back with more of the KTQA Daily Briefing. And now, back to your old-time radio programming.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.